Okay, so then here are some comments on the Taiwan Perspectives 4, Lessons from the Mexican-American War. Okay, now it's a little long. However, there are almost 2 pages of data. I sort of went through and counted the lines. There are almost 2 pages of data which are not being read. They're simply being put on the screen, whether you're sort of, arranging them on the screen in some way, or you're rolling them up from the bottom to the top, at a suitable speed, you know. So I have the file. The entire thing is in MEX-AM-WARNEW. That's the file with everything. And then I have a separate file with P4-ON-SCREEN. That's just the stuff that goes on the screen, but it's not read. It's not read by the announcers. So, I mean, we'll, you know, mark the original file, you know, later and block out those things that are not being read for the announcer people. But I just want to let you know about that. But in the P4ONSCREEN, there are just 2 elements there. I've put them in sort of a light green color. Those are actually on the screen, but they're also red. The others in there are on the screen, but they're not red. So I'm thinking of, considering that you have your background images, you know, you have your nice background images on the screen, etc. And then this lettering that needs to be shown, you're just, you know, imposing that on top of these background images in a suitable fashion. So, I mean, that's, you know, not taking up so much time. So I think, you know, if it comes down to, you know, 5.5-6 pages, I was hoping it should be doable, you know, within 15 minutes. So, you know, that's obviously the challenge, is to do this within, you know, 15 minutes. I want to do it within the 15-minute limit for YouTube. And also, I do have some of those earlier videos, the 3 videos I did first about the so-called the truth of October 25th, 1945. People have called and said we should put the, YouTube annotations on there. So that would be close to the end. It would be like, sponsored by, you know, the Taiwan Status Action Coalition and the Taiwan USA Democracy Association, just like 2 or 3 lines like that. So it will be helpful to me if I gave you that data and I told you where. And then if you could do those annotations on YouTube, because you have the information, the username and password for logging on to the, you know, TW Clarify Gmail account, and then you can go into the YouTube account. So I was hoping you could, I'll give you the times and the data. Maybe you could just help me to put those on there too. You're more expert in the computer things. So the question is, you know, can we do this for, $500-something US? So what's happening is I'm, you know, going around and talking to people for financial support for the video. So I did get some more promises of financial support. But what I'm doing is I'm using, you know, the freelancer.com, and then I'll be showing them what my bills, my statements from Freelancer, and also from my credit card, where I'm actually, making these payments to Freelancer.com so they can see the money's going out. So I got the new credit card, and now we're starting sort of anew. We're starting with a new credit card, and then we'll be, you know, putting the money, depositing the funds on Freelancer, and then I'll be able to have these statements and show to people okay, the money is actually going out. I'm not, you know, doing something else with it. So we'll, you know, coordinate this through freelancer.com. So what I was thinking was I could go into freelancer.com and I could, like, put on a, you know, I could request bids for, you know, for one video about, you know, Taiwan and the conflict between U.S. and Mexico in the late 1840s, something like that. And then I could say, you know, script will be provided. Just two or three lines, something like that. And then, you know, say, you know, we decide on the price, $500. And then I just put that as the price. And then a lot of people will look at that and they'll say, well, you know, it's unclear. I don't know what this is all about. You know, they're kind of scared to, you know, to actually bid on it. Or they ask me for a bunch of additional information. But, and I won't, you know, give them a link to the Word file or anything. I'll just say, you know, script will be provided later. And estimated, you know, final production time is like 15 minutes. And, but then you'll know what's going on. So you can go, I can send you an email and say, okay, I posted this on Freelancer. And then you can go to Freelancer and then you could just, you know, put in your bid, which is the price we agreed on. And then I can just award it to you. And then, you know, that'll be that. So this is what I'm thinking. So in terms of announcers, I don't know. I thought the announcers for 1, 2, and 3 were okay. But for some reason, my wife didn't like their voices or something. So I don't know. I don't know. Maybe we can use two other people or whatever you think. I mean, I thought their pronunciation was clear, but for some reason, the wife, you know, didn't think so. I mean, her English is not super great, but that's what she's telling me. So I don't know. Maybe, you know, if you get two other guys or, you know, see what you can arrange. I don't know. We can discuss that. So let me know about all this and what you think. So we can get this going. Okay, thank you. Today is July 19th. It's Saturday afternoon. Okay, bye-bye.